independent journalists. Your travel and lodging is not included, but give us a call. Make this investment, 877-500-5266. Hey, we love you. Have a great day.
This is KBOO Portland. The time is 7:59. At 8 o'clock, it's the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Show. Stay tuned. It's tuned as Abe and Joe welcome alternative radio host David Barsamian to the KBOO studio, and they will take your calls.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Unloaded Comedy, Laugh Yourself Clean, on Saturday, May 20th at 8 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater in Portland. Laugh Yourself Clean is a new recovery-based stand-up comedy show featuring clean and sober comedians that get quite candid about their struggles with addiction. Performers include Mike Lindsay, James Sweezy, Julia Ramos, Jeremiah Coughlin, and Sam Miller. Again, Unloaded Comedy, Laugh Yourself Clean, on Saturday, May 20th at 8 p.m. at the Clinton Street Theater, 2522 Southeast Clinton Street in Portland. More information can be found at kboo.fm on the right-hand side of the homepage under Community Events.
Good morning. My name is Abe Proctor. This is the Abe and Joe Talk Radio Program. We have a bonanza for you this morning. We will be joined very shortly in studio by the one, the only, David Barsamian, the longtime host of Alternative Radio. That's the show that you hear every Tuesday morning following our program here on KBOO. We're very, very happy to welcome David to our studio today. Also joining me, as always, is my erstwhile co-host, Joe Uris.
Hi, I'm Joe. Your erstwhile co-host. That's David Barsamian.
Well, let me get close to the microphone. I'm still combing my hair and working on my makeup because
you look beautiful. Very pretty.
You're it's beautiful. Very important how you look on radio. It's all about
That's right.
looks.
It is. Yeah, that Joe's years of success could be attributed to how he looks on the radio.
My
With
years
his
of
flowing
success.
Locks.
His flowing
I mean,
locks.
Stunning.
That's right.
Really, thanks a lot, guys.
Well, what's happening at Portland's most important community radio station?
What's not happening?
Well, wait, what? What? Listen. I want everyone out there to know, in case they haven't caught on yet, that this is a fundraising drive of unparalleled significance. We are moving into an era of authentic American modern fascism. We have a child fascist Hitler as president of the United States. This is not exaggeration. This is really real. It's happened. And if you care at all about the dangers that are represented by that, you need to now make a commitment unlike any you've ever made before to this station, because there ain't that many alternative media outlets, and there will be a lot less as this ugly phenomenon continues. So we need you to make a commitment to this station, and the number to call is?
It's 503-238. Wow, what is the number to call?
Oh, my goodness!
It's 877-500-5266. It's early, Joe. I want to endorse everything you just said with this caveat. You said you want our listeners to make a commitment unlike any they have ever made.
Yes.
That's true to an extent, but it also should be like many that they have made in terms of we need money. That's what we need. That's the kind of commitment we're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking about money.
Right.
I'm
so in that sense, it's bucks, sort of like the commitments
dollars.
They may have already made. That's what I'm saying.
I also want to give David a chance to talk. He knows more. He does the dealing. He is able to produce some of the finest minds on the air. And I just think it's really important that we understand how our numbers, while small relative to the vastness of the Democrats and the Republicans and the war hawks of various sorts, our numbers keep alive the movements that have created the awareness of the black struggles in America, awareness of the Hispanic struggles in America, awareness of women's struggles, and so on. And this is all taking place in the midst of an insane, absolutely insane new government in America. David, you want to say something about any of that?
Well, it's obviously a very dangerous time for the country and for the world to have, you know, at the leadership level, if one could call it that, someone who exhibits not just puerile and juvenile behavior, but really unhinged points of view. So I think the resistance is very important right now, and it needs to coalesce. This is not a time for fence sitting or sitting back and see how things, how the cookie crumbles. The cookie has crumbled. It's time for people to stand up. And one practical thing you could do is to support this community radio station, which is going to be 50 years young next year. An amazing achievement when you think of the media landscape in this country after all the mergers and takeovers and concentrations. When I started out doing alternative radio in the late 70s out of Boulder, Colorado, I'm connected to another community radio station there, KGNU. Ben Bagdikian wrote a book and he said, you know, there are like 50 corporations that control most of the media in the United States. And he was, you know, saying, you know, this isn't a healthy thing for a democracy, you know, to have that kind of concentration. Well, that number's down to four or five. Four or five corporations basically dictate, channel, silo information to most of the people in this country. 60% of Americans get their news and information from TV news. I mean, how vacuous is that when you have these overpaid gas bags, you know, competing for the best hair on the air, you know, delivering the news in little snippets, you know? I mean, they can get the who, the where, and the why, but they never get the why straight. You never, there's no context, there's no background, and that's what community radio does. It gives you the background to what, why things are happening, and that is so important. So I'm urging everyone to call right now. Get off the fence. Don't be a fence sitter. Be an activist. Call 877-500-5266. That's toll free. If you're in Vancouver, Washington, and there are many KBOO listeners right across the river, give us a call. Let's hear from White Salmon, from Hood River, from all over the greater KBOO signal. And, you know, I travel a lot around the U.S., and there are communities that would give their eye teeth for a radio station like KBOO. Can you imagine? I'm sure you must think, well, Boston must have a kick-ass community radio station, you know, liberal Boston, you know, the Athens on the Charles. It doesn't. Philadelphia doesn't. Baltimore doesn't. Miami doesn't. Chicago, the largest city, second largest city in the United States, does not have a community radio station. So you have a very precious resource here, and it's time now for you to step up and do something in a concrete way for your community by calling 877-500-5266. Pick up a couple of Chris Hedges or multiple Chris Hedges tickets for the upcoming May event. I've had Hedges on 8, 9, 10 times. He's one of the most popular speakers on alternative radio and a man of tremendous commitment and dedication and just one of our most brilliant voices. So here's a great opportunity.
Yes, and you can get those Chris Hedges tickets for a minimum donation of $240. That's just $20 a month.
Why $240? Why not $250?
That's $20. Well, that's what it says on my piece of paper.
Okay,
it's a minimum donation, Joe. So I see you working. I see you working. It can be $250.
I would think you'd want to round it out.
That is for Chris's upcoming lecture this month, the 26th of this month at the Aladdin Theater. And we have five pairs of those tickets to give away at a minimum contribution of $240. So we are very fortunate this morning to be joined by David Barsamian. Thank you for joining us, David. I want to ask you a question, and I'd like to have a wide-ranging conversation today. I'd like to touch on your work and why it's important, what the station does and why it's important. And I also would like to touch on the extraordinary times in which we find ourselves. So let me start that conversation by asking you this. We have seen the oligarchy grow in this country. We have seen power calcify over many decades now into the hands of a very small percentage of wealthy elites. We've seen that happening. We have seen the consequences of that for some time now. So my question to you is, how do we get to Donald Trump? It seems like an outlier, like a statistical anomaly. How did this come to pass?
Well, I think, you know, you have to see what's happened in the United States and around the world over the last 40 or 50 years in terms of the doctrine of neoliberalism that has been imposed by the banks, by the financial sector. And this has pauperized large sections of the population. People are working harder than ever and earning less and less. Pensions are now distant memories, paid vacations, the kinds of benefits that the union movement struggled so hard to win have been rolled back, not just in the last couple of years, but it's been a bipartisan effort over the last 40 or 50 years to privatize, to deregulate, to demonize the government as the enemy, to cut back on taxes for the rich, to cut back on services for the disadvantaged and the poor. And so this has been part of a much larger picture of rollback. And what I think happened on November 8th is that a lot of people just decided to give the middle finger to everything and even vote against their interests because of anger and rage, because business as usual has produced more poverty, the greatest inequality in the history of this country. I think one of the great achievements of the Occupy movement was to inject that notion of there's a 99% and a 1%. And even mainstream politicians and commentators now use those figures. So it's out there. It's real. The pain that people are feeling is real. And so they turn to a candidate uniquely unqualified and unfit as a in that rage to just give you that, you know, a punch in your gut, because the Demopublicans and the Republicrats have basically sold out the working class in the United States. And that's, you know, something that has been a long-term trend. And what where you can see Trump fitting in around the world, you know, although there was some good news from France two Sundays ago, in the election of Macron, with people like Modi in India, Erdogan in Turkey, Sisi in Egypt, Duterte in the Philippines, the rise of right-wing nationalist xenophobic movements laced with misogyny and racism and homophobia and all the rest. So I think we have to see that larger picture.
Yeah, well, I just want to get one thing clear here. We are in the middle of an effort to get you, all of you out there listening to us, to give much more money than you normally do. I know you give a lot, and I know it's annoying, but it's really important. So we're going to go out and talk to some people who know even more about how important that is, I think.
Well, right.
If not, I'll just tell you.
We're just over here in awe of what's going on here in KBOO.
It's great.
This is our fabulous membership drive. We have David Barsamian live in the studio.
We sure do.
But we do have another wonderful event that includes Chris Hedges that we're trying to get people involved in. Because we are talking about the oiligarchy, I always think of it like that, because to me, it's coming from the petrochemical industry. I know that some people think that's a really narrow view. But to me, we're talking about the oiligarchy. We're talking about fascism. We're super pushing tickets to Chris Hedges' event, Stop Fascism. It's coming up Friday, May 26th.
7th. Saturday. May 27th. Oh, I'm sorry. Don't. My bad.
There's two events.
There's two events.
But,
I'm so confused.
We've got tickets to Stop Fascism. Chris Hedges speaks in Portland. That's going to be Friday, May 26th. And those are $20 per month contributions. So, and that's at the Aladdin Theater. So 877-500-5266 is the number to call. When we get people in here and start having a conversation, we're actually talking about fascism. We're talking about the oiligarchy. We're talking about these stuff. We get so excited because there's not enough people that we know that we can have this conversation. conversation with, but that's what KBOO is about, is sharing the knowledge, sharing the perspectives, so that you can actually understand what's going on around you. 877-500-5266.
That's right, Lisa. And having David Barsamian in the studio to talk with Abe and Joe, it's a fantastic opportunity, and we really do thank him for showing up at KBOO. And I know that David supports community radio. He knows what it's about. You know what it's about as a listener out there if you're listening to us right now. 877-500-5266. Call that number right now. Become a member of KBOO. Renew your membership. Support the station that supports you out there every day, 24 hours a day.
Right on. And when you do, give us a call, 877-500-5266. And yes, this is, I believe, a matching period right now.
Oh, yeah. Somebody mentioned that.
If you give us a call, 877-500-5266. Whatever you give is going to be matched. So don't be shy about doing it now. Make your money go twice as far. But that money goes into training programs, radio training, news training, production training, even live music mixing training. Those things are free, okay? So when you give us a call, 877-500-5266, that's where that money goes. We're giving this back. We're investing this money back in you. So we need you to invest in us. 877-500-5266. We love it when people come in person. We love your bright and shiny morning face.
20 Southeast 8th, Lisa.
Yay! So back to David Barsamian and our other buddies.
What? Hey, listen, I am very psyched with the realization, and it's not a positive, I shouldn't say psyched, like good, no, bad. We really are at the edge of a precipice of enormous significance here in America. And a lot of people who should know better, but who unfortunately haven't had either the training or the opportunities that would allow them to understand the risks we're in. But you out there, because you're listening to the station, I know, understand that. And while you know that, you must also know that we exist purely on your generosity, on your support. This is not just any old pledge drive, of which we do as many as we have to. This actually is a crisis, not of the station, but of the nation. You cannot pass up an opportunity like this. It's the opportunity, literally, of your lifetime and your children's lifetime. Do not hesitate. If you have $10 sitting around, if you have $10,000 sitting around, this is the moment to put that money on the line, because the failure to do so will, with this creepy clown fascist president, lead us into an absolute disaster, which will include war and totalitarian regime. Please now support KBOO, 877-500-5266. David, do you agree?
Well, I think we are, as I said, in a very perilous and dangerous time, perhaps unprecedented in the history of the United States, but it's not a time for people to be indifferent or to be apathetic, because that precisely feeds into the war machine, feeds into those who refuse to acknowledge that climate change is happening, which is the single greatest peril that the planet faces. You know, we have an administration that has appointed an administrator of the EPA who subscribes to the idea that climate change is a hoax invented by the Chinese government in order to undermine the United States. It's a very dangerous moment, and we have to think about Mother Nature, the attack she is under, and the forces that are driving that attack. Mention was made of the petrochemical industry, but that's just, you know, one strand of a giant edifice that is that privileges profits over people. And KBOO is about people over profits. It foregrounds you, the listener, and does not put you in the background. And this is a moment where you need to call that number, 877-500-5266, and pledge what you can, as you know, was just mentioned. Whatever is convenient for your budget, be it $10 or $100 or $100,000, whatever is convenient for your budget, we need to hear from you right now. Not mañana, not next week, but right now on Tuesday. Give us a call at 877-500-5266, and I'm going to put my money where my ears are. I'm in KBOO Studios right now. I'm renewing my membership in KBOO as soon as I get off the air. Even though the signal in Boulder, Colorado is a little shaky, I can listen. I can listen to KBOO online, and I do.
Yes, you can.
I listen all the time to KBOO. So it's a great resource, and this is the time for you to do something for your community. You know, that word, unfortunately, has also been hijacked by the corporation. So you see ExxonMobil talking about, you know, with this greenwashing and we care about the environment, you know, with big ads on the snooze hour on PBS or on, you know, some things considered on National Propaganda Radio, also known as NPR. It's important that you support community radio that is independent. I cannot stress that enough. Independence allows voices, radical progressive voices, to come to you unimpeded, unwashed, raw, as you'll hear on alternative radio today. This fantastic organizer from Jackson, Mississippi. I mean, you think you have problems here in Portland, and I'm sure you do. We have them in Boulder. But Jackson, Mississippi, we're talking about one of the poorest communities in the United States where people are organizing and fighting back. Last week, we had this wonderful city councilwoman from Seattle on alternative radio, Kashama Sawant.
Right.
And on Socialist. And on. Those kinds of voices are regular fare on KBOO. It's not like, oh, you know, once in a blue moon you'll hear Noam Chomsky or Chris Hedges. No, you'll hear Naomi Klein. You'll hear these voices right here on KBOO Community Radio. It's a valuable resource. And here is something, as I said, the corporations have hijacked the word community. But we need to, you know, retrieve that word because KBOO is a community resource. It's something that needs your nurturing. You know how maybe many of you have gardens or certainly you have plants and you know,
I kill all my plants.
You kill? Okay. Well, you know, he's an exception. But most people nourish and cherish their plants. And right now we're asking you to nourish and cherish this community resource, KBOO, which is going to be 50 years young next year, an amazing achievement. They said it couldn't be done, but KBOO has done it and will continue to do it. Why? Because enough of you out there care. Enough of you call 877-500-5266. Those phones should be ringing off the hook right now. I can't hear. The phone room is separate from the studio that we're in, but the phone should be ringing off the hook. This is primetime radio. These are, you know, two great figures in community radio that come to you and bring you news and information and perspectives that you cannot find anywhere else, certainly not on the commercial dial. So give us a call right now. Make those volunteers who are answering the phones work.
I mean, work.
Have you ever, I don't know if you've ever answered phones, but it's really boring to look at a phone and it doesn't ring. Terribly boring.
That's true.
So
the ennui.
Activate it.
It's horrible.
Yes. Please give us a call. 877-500-5266. Make it happen one at a time. It starts with you.
Now, I'm glad, David, that you mentioned that you're able in Colorado to listen to KBOO on the internet at kboo.fm. There's another thing you can do, and that's make a contribution over the internet. You can go to kboo.fm. You can click on the button that says donate. And the rest is so easy, it's incredible.
It's magic.
It's magic. Magic.
It's yes. Magic. No, it's not. It's technology. And that brings me to another point. We are in a technologically diverse universe here. Poorer people having less, richer people having more. To make that thing more even, more equitable, more fair, things like institutions like KBOO are so important. And I'm not exaggerating. This, unfortunately, really, is a time when institutions like KBOO are incredibly important. Being informed and staying informed becomes crucial. This is a crazy time. This is a dangerous time. And this is a time when you, whoever you are, wherever you are, know you must be activated and active. And one of the ways you do that, not the only way, but one of the ways, one of the most significant ways, is to make a, as big as you can and then double it, contribution to KBOO. So 877-500-5266.
So, David, kind of getting back to our larger conversation, I wanted to pose a question to you, and that is that we find ourselves in the situation we're in. We're confronted with an infantile proto-fascist president. His fate is ultimately in the hands of congressional Republicans. And I think we could all grow old waiting on the moral rectitude of congressional Republicans to remedy this situation. Unfortunately, he's the president of the United States. So any solution to this problem we're in has to be a constitutional one. And given that that's not going to happen anytime soon, and I should add at this point that the Senate Majority Leader, Mr. McConnell, has already indicated he is going to oppose any appointment of a special counsel or special prosecutor.
I believe that, in fact, McConnell is not a human being. He's a turtle.
Yeah, I think there might be
some
evidence.
Breaking news right here.
Breaking news right here. McConnell, turtle.
Abe and Joe Show is breaking this story right now.
Yeah.
So my question to you, David, is this. Granted that no constitutional solution to this problem appears to be coming anytime soon, what can we do as citizens? More importantly, what can we do as citizen supporters of community radio like KBOO? What can we do to clean up the situation sooner rather than later?
It's not an easy question to answer, but this is the question that comes up at all the meetings I address. I spoke in Fort Collins, Colorado a couple of days ago, in Taos, in Santa Fe, New Mexico a couple of weeks ago, in Jordan, I was in Amman, Jordan 2 weeks ago, and people were asking me this very same question. What can be done? It's the universal question. I think finding kindred spirits and organizations and supporting them, not just financially, but getting off of Facebook and into the face of people with power. That's so important. The marches, the demonstrations have to be sustained. Our voices need to be loud and clear and ongoing. This is not just, you know, showing up the day after the inauguration and feeling really good about one of the largest demonstrations in the history of the world, certainly in the history of the United States, and then going home and say, okay, I've done my part. It's about resistance. It's about organization. It's about, and again, coming back to this membership drive, it's about supporting institutions that are local. Yes, we have to think about the globe, the planet, and what's happening with climate change. We have to think about the country, the region, but ultimately it's right here in the Portland, in the greater Portland area, where you can have the greatest impact. And a concrete thing you can do is support community radio. Find kindred spirits that you can work with. Find common ground. There's lots of ways to get involved. I'm always surprised when people say that, you know, I don't know what to do. That's the apathy that's produced by the corporate media, you know, which focuses on the Kardashians or the NBA playoffs or whatever superficial thing is going on in the culture, you know, whether, you know, Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are going to get back together again. Who cares?
Oh, I heard that they are.
Yeah, there you go. That's another so breaking exciting. Story here on the Abe and Joe Show.
Another breaking story.
All right, let's go back and check in with Pledge Central, speaking of participation in community radio.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
I am Lisa. I am here with Brian.
Oh, hi.
This is our fabulous membership party in which we're inviting you to invest in this programming. People who care about social change, people who care about making our neighborhoods better and the world better. 877-500-5266. We had a whole bunch of callers. We got a really super exciting call from Squirrel. You want to take it away, Brian?
Oh, I don't. Yeah, you know, Squirrel, a longtime listener and member of KBOO. He lives out in Hood River. He's listening at 91.9 FM in Hood River. He is encouraging people. He's included KBOO in his
will.
Which is fantastic. And he says hello to David Barsamian.
He says big huggy boo love to David Barsamian, as we all do.
Yes, we all do, of course. And he's encouraging other people to consider including KBOO in their estate planning.
Which is awesome.
Which is really cool because your legacy will live on through community radio. It's a fantastic idea. And actually, it gives me some thought to consider that myself. 877-500-5266. We have other names, Lisa.
It's true. We've got Larry from Salem is renewing.
Yay,
Larry.
Thanks, Larry.
Kellen from McMinnville is new. What? New member.
What?
Love that. Squirrel from Hood River is renewing. We love you, Squirrel. Carol from Portland is renewing. Anne from Silverton is renewing. And David from Molalla is renewing. Way to go, Beyond Portland.
Yay.
You know, big shout out to people beyond Portland. We are heard all over amazing Cascadia. And when you call 877-500-5266, that number works everywhere. I think you could call it from Paris, France.
That would be exciting.
You call it. No, I'm just
okay.
We can go to Paris and
call it right now.
But we are here. We're listening. We've got David Barsamian on live with Joe and Abe, which is a red letter day, as we say. We are talking about fascism. We're talking about the oligarchy. We're talking about whether Mitch McConnell is or is not a turtle. Okay? This is being debated. Actually, not in that room right now, though. They're pretty much going with he is a turtle. But just, I'm cool with that. But the point is, when you listen to KBOO, you come down in person to 20 Southeast 8th in Portland, Oregon. We're real people. We're people just like you. And we came to this building and we took advantage of our free training in radio. Right?
Yeah, I did.
Which is where your money goes when you click on the website kboo.fm and make a contribution, or you call us at 877-500-5266. That money goes to, I'm just going to say, some very common sense things. Our CEO, we don't actually have a CEO, and the person who does run the station is not paid more than $500,000 a year. I'm putting that out. But
should be, but...
Yeah, it works that hard. 877-500-5266. Come in person. You can look through the window and check out David Barsamian. Wave. Hey, you could probably meet him. He's going to be on the air and live until 10 this morning. Talking about fascism, talking about, progressive radicalism and how to make this place better. This place being the United States, by extension, the world. This is what we do here. That's where your money goes. 877-500-5266, Brian.
That's right, Lisa. And if you're listening on the web, you can go to kboo.fm and click on the donate button. People are excited. They're happy to hear us. They're happy to hear David and Joe and Abe, I'm sure, more so. But we need you to call that magic number, 877-500-5266. Take 2 or 3 minutes out of your morning. Get the tickets to see Chris Hedges. Do what's right for yourself and your country and the world. Become a member of KBOO right now. 877-500-5266.
Yay!
We'll send it back over to Abe and Joe and David.
Yeah, you know, one of the reasons I like pledge drives so much is I get to act stupid, and I realize that may turn some of you off. Nevertheless, I are a doctor, and I are aware that this is a real crisis in America. This is not hyperbole. This is not exaggeration. This is a creepy time, but you are empowered, not only by your demonstrations, not only by your action, your letters, and your placing your body on the line, but by making sure communication from this station to everyone out there is strong, is powerful, is healthy. So just right now, if you're going to give $10, give $20. If you're going to give $20, give $40, and so on. You can do the math. 877-500-5266. Here's David Barsamian, and he is putting in his own time. I might add, none of us, the people talking to you and asking for money, the people right now broadcasting, are being paid for this. We are committed to making a better world to the extent that we can for a few hours, and you get the benefit of that because we're willing to go out and figure out what the hell's going on and make arguments for it. David, what's up with you?
Well, I want to tell listeners, they may not know this about my own background, but I began in community radio in Boulder, Colorado at KGNU with a music show called Ganges to the Nile. I studied sitar in India for many years.
I didn't know that.
There you go. So breaking news again.
Yeah.
And right
now, the Beatles.
Right now, the music that I want to hear, and we were hearing it, was those phones ringing. That is music to our ears right now when people call 877-500-5266. Think of KBOO also as an investment. of your hard-earned dollars. And then you get the dividends of the programming. You get Democracy Now! You get Alternative Radio. You get Flashpoints and the Abe and Joe talk show. You get all this great programming and music, news, and information. Why? Because enough people have stood up and said, you know, community radio, it's independent. It's progressive. We need it. Let's support it. By calling 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266, and you can hear your investment. I mean, I'm a little hesitant to use these banking terms.
Really?
But you can hear your investment whenever you turn on the radio. Are your intellectual parameters being expanded? Are you getting more information and news that you can use? Of course you are. That's why KABU is one of the best community radio stations in the United States. I can say that. I travel all over the country. I listed cities earlier that don't even have a community radio station that would give their eye teeth to have a KBOO in their community. So support what you have here. Nourish it. Cherish it. Call 877-500-5266. Music to our ears is when those phones are ringing, when those phone operators, Lisa, Brian, and whoever else is out there, are exhausted. I can't take it anymore. There's so many calls. We can't handle it. Let there be a flood now.
That's in the right. Pacific Let there be North. A flood. We want you to make things difficult for our phone operators.
Yeah,
right,
really.
Now.
Torture them.
Pick up the phone, call 877-500-5266. Become a member of this unbelievable and indispensable community resource. And I should mention also that this is a talk radio program.
Is
if you have a question for David Barsamian, you will never have a better opportunity than this. 503-231-8187 is the number to call into this show and ask David a question. I have one, actually,
okay,
for David. You've been doing alternative radio for more than 30 years now, is that right?
Yes.
Now, so I want to ask you, you've probably had an opportunity over the years to watch sort of the larger arc of history play out here in the United States. Can you recall another time where things seemed as disjointed and rudderless as they do at the moment?
Yes.
What? And when was that?
Richard Nixon.
Richard Nixon! Who is
Tricky Dick.
Who is Trump's hero, honestly, is.
Well, his lawyer, Roy Cohn, the notorious McCarthyite attorney, is one of the major inspirations behind the rise of Donald J. Trump. So this is not unique in U.S. history. There have been other very dangerous moments, but those are in the past, and we have to deal with the deck that, you know, is on the table right now, and that is resistance. That is fighting back. That is, you know, rolling back the attempts to undo all of the achievements and accomplishments for our gay and lesbian brothers and sisters, for our African-American brothers and sisters, all of the enormous gains in terms of Latinos as well. All of those things are under threat. You know, we are literally under the gun. And so it's so important that we have a community voice where we can express ourselves, where we can vent our spleen, but also to give hope. I think that's so important. Again, a much overused word, but to provide people with inspiration. And I think, you know, an opportunity to hear Chris Hedges, arguably one of the best independent journalists and thinkers in the country today, someone who has been on alternative radio at least 8, 9, 10 times and always gets an incredible response from across the board or all over the country. He's going to be at the Aladdin Theater right here in Portland, you know, so you don't have to go to Portland, Maine. You can be right here in your community, hear one of these, you know, incredible voices. It's a benefit for this radio station. And if you call 877-500-5266, find out how you can get the tickets, make a contribution, whatever is appropriate for your particular budget. But we need to hear from you now. Ahora, no luego. Please give us a call, 877-500-5266. I like to show off my Serbo-Croatian, by the way.
Oh, okay. Anytime you want to dazzle us with Serbo-Croatian.
Yeah. Ahora, no luego.
Yeah. That sounded a lot like Spanish, too. They must be very similar.
No, they're not.
Oh, they're not. Okay. We do have a caller with a question for David. Linda, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Good morning, David.
Hi.
I know that you're Armenian, And there appears to be a big kind of cinema movie coming on about the Armenian genocide. And I was wondering, from your perspective, why is that movie getting advertised big now? And what is behind that? I remember the movie Exodus, which was really propaganda for Israel in what it portrayed. And I was wondering if you knew what this Armenian, this movie about the Armenian genocide was about.
Well, there is a film that was bankrolled by a major Hollywood producer, Kirk Kerkorian, and it's called The Promise. I haven't seen it yet. Apparently, it's very well done. It's a feature film, so,
That's the one I've seen the trailers of.
Yeah, and so that's getting quite a bit of play around the country and around the world. 2 years ago marked the 100th anniversary of the Armenian genocide, the first genocide of the 20th century, and the road to Auschwitz goes directly through the Armenian villages in eastern Turkey and historic Armenia, because Hitler was very inspired by what the Turks did and for the fact that there was no accountability, there was no tribunal for the Turkish mass murderers. So he thought he could get away with it dealing with other minorities in Europe. And so it's a very important issue. It continues to fester and be an unresolved wound for not just Armenians, but I think for people of conscience everywhere. Why? Because the Turkish government, allied to the United States, be it a Democrat or a Republican in the White House, a NATO member, the site of a major Air Force base, which is the big U.S. strategic interest, that government continues to deny historical fact. Not only that, if you go to Turkey today, as I have on multiple occasions, you'll find boulevards, universities, you know, could you named after these mass murderers? Can you imagine if you went to Germany or to Austria and you went to, you know, Hitler Boulevard, Goebbels University, Goering Institute for Journalism and things like that? That's going on in Turkey today. The killers of the Armenians, the architects of mass murder, are still celebrated as national heroes. This is an enormous scandal. And every year, the U.S., and April 24th is the day that Armenians mark the genocide. Every year, U.S. politicians, particularly in the White House, you know, hedge and haw and say things like, well, you know, it was a tragic situation. Lots of people died. There was a war going on, yada, yada, yada. But they never used the word genocide. And this is, you know, totally unacceptable, because that's what happened. And the Armenian people and people of conscience everywhere demand that this issue be recognized for what it is, unambiguous genocide and mass murder.
So do you think this movie, The Promise, is attempting to tell the true history of what happened?
Yes.
Okay, it'll be very interesting to see how it's received politically in the world. I was very curious about that when I saw the trailer. I thought, what's, you know, because Turkey doesn't like it to be heard and doesn't want it said. And
no, they've muzzled dissidents. You know, great writers like Orhan Pamuk, the Nobel Prize winner from Turkey, was threatened with imprisonment and criminal charges for even mentioning the Armenian genocide. Alif Shafak, a wonderful novelist, had to flee Turkey. Journalists today are under enormous stress and pressure by the dictatorship in Ankara. We have to, you know, speak in clear language here. There is a dictatorship in Ankara led by Erdogan that is, you know, trampling on civil liberties for the Turkish people, that is denying history, and that is a sweet ally of the United States.
Yeah. Thank you, David. I've really been curious when I've seen those trailers, and I knew he would be the person who could tell me the true story. So thank you.
Hey, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
True stories. That's what we try to tell on this radio
station. Absolutely. And I want to emphasize something else about this. We in the United States do not in general get to hear from the Turkish people. We in the United States need to understand that we, the United States government, are propping up a dictatorship in Turkey that is not characteristic of Turkish culture necessarily, nor is it characteristic of the region in general. This is a time when chaos can and does overwhelm everything else. Remember that there is a Kurdish independence movement also struggling in the region. It's complex, it's serious, and it's real, and you're not hearing about it anywhere else, I'm afraid, on the radio than in station places like KBOO. So this is, again, another example. And I want to add one other. Music. We have the best music programming in the region. This is all real. This is all dependent on people like yourself. If you're hesitant, if you've already given anything, I already gave some money. They're always asking for money. Yeah, we're always asking for money because we ain't got no Standard Oil. We ain't got no Ford motor car. Another classic fascist, by the way, Henry Ford. We ain't got a lot of those things, and we don't want them. What we want is your strongest support. You give 5, make it 10. You give 10, make it 20, and so on. The logic is impeccable. Do it now. Let's make this station prosper in the face of fascism.
Yeah, that's the business before us, making this station go. You can pick up the phone and call 877-500-5266 and become a member. You can also do it online at kboo.fm. Click on that donate button, and we have another caller standing by with a question for David. Chris, good morning.
Good morning. First of all, I just wanted to say it's because of KBOO that I know David Barsamian, and it's because of David Barsamian that I've been able to listen to so many different intellectuals from Bobby Seale and Angela Davis to Chris Hedges and so many other people. And I don't know where I'd be without those voices to go back to and listen to. Kwame Ture on Black History, so many lectures that I have on my phone, that I have on my computer, that I'm able to listen to and get a broader perspective, a new perspective, a historical perspective on what is going on here in the world and in our country. And so I just want to say thank you, David, for the time, effort, energy, and commitment that you have to making this world a better place and by bringing those voices out through alternative radio. I really, really appreciate that. So I just want to say thank you.
Well, thank you, Chris, very much for those kind words. But, you know, I think it illuminates and demonstrates the electronic umbilical cord that links me in Boulder, Colorado, where I live and work and produce alternative radio, and community radio KBOO. We need each other. And so right now, please give us a call at 877-500-5266. You had a question, Chris?
Yes, actually, I had a request. I hope that you could speak to a little bit of your perspective on public education. I know that there's a lot in the archives on university education, what's been happening at that level. Noam Chomsky speaks to that a lot. But I want to hear more voices. I'm a public school teacher, and there's so much going on in public education that I feel like we need to be talking about and discussing from an insider perspective and kind of bringing to light some of the issues, many of which mirror what's happening at the university level in terms of de-skilling teachers and professionalizing and privatizing the class of people who are responsible to educate folks. But I wondered if you could, just speak to how education fits into this in terms of the resistance and how we can fight back. And I'll take the response off the air. But again, thank you. Thank you so much for coming out to speak on behalf of KBOO. It's an awesome community organization. And I hope everybody out there who hasn't done so calls in and gives money to KBOO because this organization deserves it.
Amen.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir.
Well, you know, there are voices like Brian Jones, who happens to be a public school teacher in New York, Jonathan Kozel, that, you know, has been featured on. In fact, I'm producing a program with Kozel right now on public education, the attack on public education, the starving of budgets for education, state budgets around the country and in communities, teachers being asked to teach enormously large classes. It puts tremendous stress on them, makes it very difficult to do any kind of one-on-one education and training. This is part of the right-wing attack on anything that is public. Everything is to be privatized. Everything is to be monetized, even the education of our young people, the cream of the society, the future generation is being commodified. And that's why Betty DeVos is the so-called education secretary, someone who is anti-education, that wants to deliver public schools, elementary schools, middle schools, high schools, public universities into the hands of corporate power to make more money, to create even greater profits for the capitalist ruling class. I mean, let's speak in plain English now.
You know, isn't her brother the Prince?
Eric Prince,
the Blackwater murderer guy, and he's still an operative, apparently, for the Clinton.
He's a confidant of Trump, actually.
Of Trump. Trump loves power. Trump loves shooting, killing. He's like he saw a John Wayne movie, and it drilled into his soul so deep he could never, ever recover. And this is really, this child fascist is really a dominant figure. The Republican Party has totally retired from any sense of its, let's say, legitimate conservative investment in America. The Democrats aren't so much better. They seem terribly confused as a party. This is a really serious crisis in America. And there are very few institutions that are prepared or willing to stand up to this. And that's, again, why KBOO is so important. You know, it's going to be a rough struggle. We're all going to win it, but it's going to take a while, and it's going to take a lot of struggle. And we're all going to have to really be aware of the many connections that are involved. I, who came out of the university system and taught there for a long time, and at the community college level, I have seen the degradation, of the history and sociology departments all over the country. Everybody's turning everything in education into vocational schools, and that means far less intellectual endeavor and far less information. And everything is turned toward the idea that if you can get a good job, you'll be all right. Well, you're not likely going to get a good job. It's going to last very long under this system, and you're not going to be all right. And if you're ignorant, you're not even going to know how bad it's going to be. So this is a real big business. And you all have to understand, you have to become mobilized, you have to be willing to fight, willing to struggle in any hour of any day, any time. And we depend on you. And in order for us to make sure you understand how important that is, let's go out to the Pledge Drive Central.
So exciting out here. You will not believe it. And 877-500-5266 is the number to call. Hey, we want Jerome to call us back. Jerome, we love you so much, man. We lost your call. Please call again. 877-500-5266. The phones have been just ringing off the hook. We're going to give our pals a few minutes to calculate how much money has been brought in. We had an awesome friend who came in person. He came to 20 Southeast 8th. He put down $10 a month, and he got some cool gift. But we'd love to see your bright and shining morning face as well. You know there's a traffic jam out there. Okay, 20 Southeast 8th. Come by before you have to get to wherever you got to get to and make a contribution right here on the table. And here's another thing. It's getting close to the top of the hour. I was just listening to Joe talk about he's from the university system and blah, 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 blah. Joe, okay, this is the thing. Okay, we're raising money, but I have to ask you this. We have more people of color marching in the streets in Portland now than I've ever seen in all the years that I was here. And people are saying, why these people are breaking windows and they're, right, these people are breaking windows and something like that, and that's never happened before. And the police are having a certain response. Joe, can you talk a little bit about when you, when you were young.
When I was young,
at Portland
yes, I
State.
Remember.
Okay, at Portland State, when you guys had the big demos, didn't you break windows and burn stuff in the street? 877-500-5266. Don't take your hands off the eyes off the ball.
Okay,
talk about that.
All right, I'm going to be really brief and simplistic here. I became involved in nonviolent movements way back in the 60s. I was very lucky, I was schooled by various people, among them Dorothy Day. I am not a Catholic, but she really impressed me with her pacifism and her direct action. I believe, and I'm sure I'm right, that the work that Dr. Martin Luther King did, that the struggles of the pacifist movements, while often marginalized in some people's minds, were not marginal. They set a path and a way to deal with power so that we don't have the guns. And we don't want the guns. They got them. We cannot fight them. Last week, I got very angry at some group calling themselves the Black Bloc. Don't know whether that's real or they just put on the clothes and dance around. But what I saw was disturbing because it turned what was really a serious, serious effort toward building a May Day coalition and an alliance, turned it into a fight between the police, who always can win in a straight battle because they got the guns and the armor and the equipment. Turn that, you know, wonderful, peaceful, family-based event into a chaotic event, which allowed the police, who I have no love for in this context, to exploit that event and make people afraid of a decent, wonderful event celebrating the history of American labor. This is an example of why, and back to the day, we need to understand the strength and power of speaking truth to power, and that is the key, and that's what I learned. I had the privilege of being a starter of the first peace march here since the 1930s. That was in 1960, I believe. But it was just the beginning of something. I didn't know what it would be. That model is very, very important.
Do you think that your experience as a white male is actually different from the experience of all the people of color that are marching in the street?
Oh, of course.
Because that's what I see, actually.
Well, it's very different.
It looks to me like the police are going straight for the people of color in the crowd. That's just what it looks like to me.
Well, it appears to be that way. I think it's really important to understand that, you know, I come out of, my parents were working class, and they they lived in 20 places in 18 years, which gives you some sense of their stability. But I come out of a relatively privileged situation. I went to Reed, I went to Columbia, I went to Portland State, I got degrees, I earned a living, I got retirement. I'm lucky. And a lot of that luck, very frankly, is due to my class and ethnic situation.
All right. This is why I brought this up, aside from my problem with impulse control. Okay, I'll be real about it. But these are the kind of conversations that we have here. These are the kind of conversations that you are accustomed to listening to here at KBOO. And knowing that, if you give us a call, 877-500-5266, you're investing in a platform where real people talk about our real experiences in ways that matter. And we have some people to thank. We don't have the full list of people to thank. But I always love kind of nudging and giving Joe a hard time about
why?
About,
why? Because, why do you pick,
I mean,
on me?
Because it's just so worthy. It's so worth giving you a hard time. But also, like, we have hard conversations here. We have difficult conversations. We're not shying away from what needs to be said. And that makes this dangerous radio. This is dangerous radio.
Oh,
we've
I like that.
We've got David Barsamian live there in studio 2. 877-500-5266 is the number to call to invest in this programming. There's going to be a full alternative radio hour after this. Almost everybody's favorite show, actually. A lot of people love Democracy Now. If Democracy Now married, you know, alternative radio, we would all be having a gigantic party. So here's the big list.
I'd go to
Brian's
that party.
Gonna, I would
oh,
totally.
Oh, I wait, got names. Wait. I got names.
Right on.
Okay, here we go. Rob. A new member from Portland. Yay!
Yay.
Thank you, Rob.
Yes. Hey, Rob!
Go Rob. Marcia from Portland, renewing member. Yay for Marcia.
Thank you.
Noah from Portland, renewing. Thank you.
Noah.
Anne from Silverton, renewing. We love Silverton. So beautiful. Martin from Portland, a new member. James, way out Forest Grove way, a new member of KBOO.
Forest Grove! Woo!
Hot damn. Somebody else from Silverton, Rod from Silverton, renewing. Renewing. Linda from King City renewing. Yes. From PDX renewing. And Lee from PDX also renewing. All those people called 877-500-5266.
Where is PDX?
PDX.
That's Portland, you silly wimp.
Oh!
Let's give the ball back to you guys there in Studio 2. Close out this show. You got just a few more minutes to talk live.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, Pledge Central, and thank you for taking time out of your lives to do this. This is so important, and we're so grateful for all of your effort.
And
well
I think,
done.
David, you and I are going to keep talking, right?
Apparently.
Yeah.
All right. One of the things that Lisa just said, which just thrilled me, is that the phones are ringing off the hook. That's the music we want to hear. Phones ringing right now. So you have an opportunity this Tuesday morning to be part of this grand orchestra. You know, you could be playing the oboe, the trumpet, the tuba, the drum, the flute, whatever instrument suits your particular style.
Bassoon. I want the bassoon.
There we go. Vote for a bassoon. You can be part of that orchestra by calling 877-500-5266. 877-500-5266. Take advantage of this enormous opportunity. That's what KBOO is offering you right now. It is inviting you right now to call and do something concrete for your community by supporting independent progressive KBOO.
And just so you know, Off the Hook refers to the days when a phone speaker part hung on a hook. Okay, useless information, I know. But
it was way back in the 20th century.
No, way back in the 20th century. Way back. Anyway, look, folks, all of this is by way of pleading and rationally arguing truth. It is a dangerous time in American history, more dangerous than most of the times in which I have lived, and I've lived a while. And we have to recognize that is a reality. We can't sit on our thumbs or whatever odd construct we create. We have to take action. So one of the things that has to happen is to keep alive the voices of reason and resistance. 877-500-5266. You know, get with the program. Realize what you're hearing is really important and will make your life better because it will help to rebuild, and it is rebuilding. It will help to make America strong through democracy and through the will of the people. And I what more can one say?
I want to really thank you, David Barsamian, for joining us in studio today. Our show is drawing to a close here, but you're going to stick around for a while. Is that right?
Indeed.
Yeah, you and I will talk. And I will shut up and you will talk because you know more stuff.
Okay. Well, I guess the Abe part of the Abe and Joe show is coming to a close.
Yeah. You're out of here, boy.
I am. Well, thank you all for making your contributions this morning. You are what makes this station go. You are why we show up every week to do what we do. Thank you so much.
Tiananmen Square.
Okay.
It's coming from the field that this ain't exactly real, or it's